LGBTQ groups came out in force to oppose a bill that would ban transgender women in Idaho from competing on sports teams that align with their gender identity. James Dawson has this report.
For the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Barbara Ehart, it's a matter of fairness in sports. She believes people who are born biologically male have inherent physical advantages over those who are born female.
Allowing boys and men to compete against girls and women shatters our dreams. And keep this in mind, allowing boys and men to compete against girls and women reverses nearly 50 years of advances for us as women.
Under her bill, transgender girls and women wouldn't be allowed to play on a team segregated by sex. Idaho public schools and universities currently allow trans women to play on these teams if they've been on testosterone-suppressing therapy for at least a year. But Kathy Grismeyer with the ACLU of Idaho says this proposal is clearly unconstitutional, since the burden would be on athletes to prove their gender through several medical exams or tests.
This bill will call upon doctors to participate in government-ordered discrimination by subjecting select students to invasive, traumatic, and expensive medical testing.
She says her group is ready to sue the state if this proposal becomes law. The public hearing will continue this morning. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.